We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever noticed that people can gather in a crowd but still have different agendas? In a room full of people, you'll find people with different issues, different motives and intentions. In a crowd of people protesting, you'll find there are those who are actually fighting for a specific cause. And mixed in among those people, there'll be some who are in the crowd simply out of curiosity. And there will be others who come so that they may observe and report. Others come along because they're after a thrill, they want to initiate something. All in all, whenever you see a crowd, not everyone in that crowd is there for the right reason or indeed the same reasons as everyone else. And the thing is, whenever a crowd gathered around Jesus, you'd have people who came along simply to watch what type of miracle will he perform today, as though it was a spectacle. You'd have people come because they believed and they wanted to hear the teachings of the man from Nazareth. And among those in the crowd, you'll find a woman who had an issue of blood. You'll find a man named Bartimaeus. You'll find the Pharisees and Sadducees. The point I'm illustrating here is that even in a crowd following Jesus, there were those who needed healing. There were those who wanted to find fault in him and gather intel to accuse him with. And there were those who wanted to simply see him and hear his teachings. However, there are occasions where crowds draw out demonic activity. This is why it's so important for you to have your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ, so that you can be sensitive in the spirit and discerning, because even a crowd gathered for Jesus can draw out unclean spirit. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 21, "And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching." Take note of the fact that Jesus was teaching in a synagogue. He had a crowd and he had an audience listening to him. But here's where it gets interesting. Mark chapter 1, verse 23 to 25 says, "And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.'" So while they were in church, while people were listening to the word of God, a demon-possessed man entered. Think about that. A demon walked right up into the church. Consider how many people are oppressed by demons, although they are in the church. Now, before I point out a few things about this type of demon, let's read the exchange between Jesus and this unclean spirit a little more closely. Mark 1:23-25. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him."
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Notice that this was a daring demon, an audacious demon. It had the audacity to walk in the church, to almost angrily confront Jesus and ask, "Have you come to destroy us?" And saints of God, at times, the devil can have the audacity to test you. The devil can know that you've prayed and fasted for your children, and he will still launch an attack on them simply to test you. The devil can have the audacity to wait for you to get to church and send someone to say a comment that cuts you, all so that you won't listen to the gospel. Like this demon who went up to Jesus while he was in the synagogue teaching, the devil can wait for you to think that you're in a place of strength and then confront you. Do you really believe in this Jesus you speak of? Do you really believe this mountain in front of you will move? Do you really think that you can live a life completely free of fear? And so, when Jesus was confronted by this unclean spirit, the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." Jesus spoke with power, with boldness and authority. Now, should we ever find ourselves in a position whereby we're confronted by the enemy? Our words alone don't have power. Our name alone doesn't hold any weight in the spiritual realm. But mind you, before the unclean spirit in the synagogue was cast out by the Lord, in Mark 1:24, that demon said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." It knew who Jesus was. It knew his authority. It knew that Jesus Christ could destroy it. And so, when the devil attacks you, when he confronts you and tries to intimidate you, use the name of Jesus Christ to rebuke him. Every demon in hell knows that name. The name above every other name. The name of Jesus Christ cannot be challenged. It's a name that crushes fear. It crushes demons. The name of Jesus Christ is mighty and effective. It's through the name of Jesus Christ that we can be set free from bondage. It's through his name that we can experience peace. And so, should you ever find yourself in a crowd or in a room full of people, remember that everyone there isn't there for the same reasons. However, I want to encourage you, regardless of what comes, regardless of who comes through that crowd, hold on to the name of Jesus. A name that protects, a name that liberates. It's a name that even the devil can't stand, because it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we have victory.
A surface-level Christian would fight everyone and everything in front of them. But a mature believer would know Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Saints, This is the knowledge that we need. To know that our fight is not in this physical realm, but it's in the supernatural realm. And the thing is, the spiritual realm can often manifest itself in the physical realm, which is what can throw off the surface level believer. For example, when a demon-possessed man encountered Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says in verse 18 that Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Notice the sequence of events here. The boy was demon-possessed. Jesus rebuked the demon. It came out of the boy. However, the result of the demon being cast away was healing. Personally, I would have expected the Bible say, "And the boy was free." But no, that's not what it says. First, Jesus rebuked the demon. Secondly, it came out of the boy. Thirdly, he was healed at that moment. So you mean to tell me that this demon was responsible for sickness? Because we tend to associate the effects of demon possession with screaming and shouting or a person being disfigured and making unnatural noises. But in this case, the result of this boy being demon possessed was illness. If you go back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 15, the father of this boy said to Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water." So we need to understand that demons are not these movie-like creatures that walk around tormenting and pushing people. They manifest in different ways. They are in the spiritual realm, but they can physically manifest. Here we can see that their manifestation was sickness. The sickness of this boy came about as a result of the demon possession, hence why Jesus rebuked the demon. The boy was instantly healed. So I would like to submit to you that it's entirely possible for some sickness, for some disease, to have no medical cure because it's spiritual in nature. The doctors can't find a cause. They can't explain how or why this is happening. But the solution goes back to a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil forces in the spiritual realm. So, we as believers need to be prayerful, but we need to especially be careful that we are not lacking in knowledge in our lives.
I want you to listen to what 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2-4 says, because in his instruction to Timothy, the Apostle Paul intensely stated, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Paul needed his son in the faith to understand that his responsibility was to stand firmly on the word of God because it was the truth. He needed him to understand that when others were turning away to doctrines of demons, he still needed to be teaching and preaching the truth. He needed him to understand that when people began to look for teachers that would cater to their feelings and avoid the truth, that he needed to continue to give them what they needed and not what they wanted. Paul needed Timothy to understand that no matter what things looked like all around him, that he simply must continue in the words and doctrines that he had been instructed in and not in the doctrines that were leading people astray. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 6-8, the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, also stated,
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Paul knew there was only one truth, and he also knew his enemy, the devil, wanted to pervert that truth to keep people from being in right relationship with God. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the truth we need to hold on to. Salvation can only be found in Jesus Christ, and there is no other name under heaven that can bring salvation to mankind. There is only one God, and only one mediator between God and man, and his name is Jesus Christ. When Jesus walked the earth, the first message that he preached when he began his ministry was to repent and believe the gospel. When we as believers in Jesus Christ follow any other teaching, philosophy, or doctrine, we are being led astray from the truth, led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ, and being led astray to serve the devil's world, which is the kingdom of darkness. In the end, according to the word of truth, this is not the side that we are going to want to be on. Revelation 12, verse 9 declares, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." God's word and his truth will prevail. No other teaching, philosophy, or doctrine will be able to overcome what God has declared to be right. And God's greatest creation, mankind, will be able to live with him forever in his great kingdom, providing we make the right choice to follow his doctrine and not the dangerous doctrines of the world.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.